Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Which is why every week we check in with our buddy Bill D'Agostino. You know him on X at @band_Bill. He's our guy from the Media Research Center, which is a site I go to almost daily, actually, at newsbusters.org. Bill D'Agostino, how you doing, my man?
Doing great, Rich. How's it going? How was your Memorial Day?
It was good. You know, we took the kids to see a Memorial Day observance, and it was very patriotic, so they liked that. And then I made pizza, so it was a good day.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I made pizza in honor of the Americans defeating Mussolini in World War II. So that's what I did. How about you?
Good as way as any to about the same, a little less patriotic, but you know, we watched a bunch of the speeches and whatnot. Yeah, it's always a little somber. I guess you don't really celebrate Memorial Day, right? You observe, or honor it, I guess. But yeah. It's always weird, though, right? Because whenever Labor Day rolls around, you see all of these communists on Twitter going, you know, all of you people who oppose communists, now you're celebrating a communist holiday right now. It's like, right, but you hate the troops, and yet you got work off for Memorial Day. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's a very, very good point there, but you got work off. So, all right, now let's start with, there was a lot of media outrage over the weekend, Bill, and let's kind of go through some of it together here on the show. So we'll start with Jen Psaki and Cut 38. Now, you know, the whole thing with James Comey, and it's just like, I know he's lying. I would much rather him just come out and just be like, listen, you know, I was advocating for the guy to be removed, not violently, but yeah, 86, I'm like 86 to salmon, but I didn't think violently. But his whole story is such BS. That's the first place. But then he doubles down by accusing us of being a bunch of white supremacists. Again, as Democrats are trying to figure out how they can win back men, there's Comey again doubling down on their same talking points.
Yeah, no, it's not just that one time where he's claiming that he saw the shells. There was during the presidential election, he posted something that was like, I'm with her, not I'm with her, but some like Harris related slogan. And he was like, wow, look what I found on my walk on the beach. So James Comey just has this incredibly unique knack for finding shell arrangements that perfectly mirror his political opinions on the beach.
I just I don't know where this guy comes from. I want to know, like, where are his beaches and do you need a beach tag?
It's in North Carolina where I'm forgetting the name of the town, but it's Lockwood Phillips does the local radio show there. And he's been saying he's going to go visit Comey and maybe, like, you know, give him a shell wreath or something, just kind of a wink wink nudge nudge.
Yeah. It's a remarkable beach. Well, anyway, here's Cut 38. Let's take a listen.
I mean, one of the things that is happening now is that the Trump administration is, of course, testing the system in ways it hasn't been tested before. In the law enforcement sense, do you think there are laws that should be put in place that would help better manage this that aren't in place now? I mean, are we equipped? Is the law enforcement system and the legal system equipped to deal with what we're seeing now?
Probably there could be changes at the margins, but in the main, we have the tools. There are cultural impediments to doing this work. Let's say you work in the FBI. You know that one of the two political parties is, let me put it nicely, white supremacist adjacent at a minimum. And so why would you want to throw your career on that side of the line and be summoned to Capitol Hill to be asked, why are you pursuing these innocent groups? And so we have a cultural impediment to working it effectively that should get more attention than it does.
He's also sounding more boring as he gets older. I mean, he was never a particularly exciting guy, Bill, but he's sounding more boring, I think.
He's always been such a milquetoast. I remember there was an interview with him shortly after Trump fired him, and they asked him who his hero was. And he goes, you know, it's I personally, it's always been Martin Luther King. And it's like, oh, what? And is your favorite band the Beatles? Right? Like a little ingenuity here, please. Like,
right.
Come on. But yeah, no, it's shocking to me that the grounds for that question also is something that a lot of people are glossing over, because it was basically, do we need more laws to prevent the Trump administration and MAGA more largely just from being able to enact this democratically elected president's agenda?
Yeah.
Right. And he responds by, it's not just calling us white national adjacent or calling Republicans white nationals adjacent. He says that's putting it nicely. Right. And he says at a minimum adjacent to white nationalists. So what he wanted to say and what he's clearly thinking is Nazis. James Comey now believes that one half of the country are Nazis. And this is a guy who used to run the FBI. I mean, it's no wonder that Trump fired him. Right.
Didn't they spend years telling us the greatest threat to America was white domestic violent extremism? I mean, even prior to their favorite day, the high holy day of the left, January the 6th. I mean, even prior to that, it was always white domestic terrorism was the greatest threat to America. And I don't know where all these people are. I mean, I'm assuming in some mountain in Montana and they just haven't gotten around to actually, you know, doing anything. But for years and years,
they're working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it, right?
Right, right. I mean, it's preposterous to me, and that came routinely from Chris Wray, the newer former FBI director, who also once said in front of Congress that Antifa does not exist; they're an idea. Right. This was the director of the FBI when he said that. Right. So this is very much in line
like
with the
Puff
way the
magic
handled.
Dragon.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's in line exactly with how Democrats and the media view all of this, which is basically everybody who is anywhere near Trump politics wise is far right and a borderline Nazi, or as James Comey put it so nicely, white supremacist adjacent at a minimum. And there simply is no far left. There is no such thing as a far left. We even did a study on this last week. The guy who shot up the Jewish museum and killed those two embassy employees, the Israeli embassy employees, they never described him. Nobody in the media in the first 24 hours after the shooting never described him as far left. There was one instance where Jake Tapper mentioned that he was from the left. That was it. And the only person who mentioned that the guy was a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation was John Greenblatt from the ADL on CNN, right? And he doesn't work for CNN, right? He was a guest, so it's not like he was reading it off of a teleprompter. They didn't know he was going to say that, in other words. So yeah. They're keeping this guy's politics secret because that's their narrative, right? There is no such thing as a far left. There is no radical left. There's no left-wing extremism, even though that's basically all we tend to see these days, right? I mean, two assassination attempts on the current president.
Well, what about the guy that burned down Shapiro's mansion, Governor Josh Shapiro's mansion in Pennsylvania? What about him?
He was left wing.
Yep.
Palestine guy. Yep. Yep.
That's the thing. Like, for all these guys in their MAGA hats who are going to Cabela's and buying fishing poles that the government was spying on and looking at their credit card transactions and everything, they just seem to go about their day and mind their own freaking business. I mean, every now and then there's some undercover FBI operative who convinces a bunch of drunk guys to go kidnap the governor of Michigan, and they don't actually try. They just talk about it and wind up getting indicted. But beyond that, it's infuriating to me to keep hearing this. But let me ask you this, Bill. All right, Bill DeAgostino, Media Research Center. What about all those white supremacist Latino voters who David Plouffe over the weekend was saying that we've lost forever? And I'm going to go a step further. All those white supremacist black guys who keep voting and voted in record numbers for Donald Trump. Now, are they all Clayton Bigsby or what?
Every single one of them. Yeah. No, I can confirm. we did a study on that, too. And they're all Clayton Bigsby. No, it's
by the way,
ridiculous.
For those who don't know, Clayton Bigsby was one of the funniest Chappelle show skits ever. He was a black guy who was blind, who was a white supremacist. It is one of the in my opinion, the last line of that, which I could never say on the air, might be the funniest line of that entire skit. But it's hysterical. Anyway,
we clean it up a little bit. He divorces his wife because she was capable of loving a black man. When he finds out his ethnicity. It's that is the most wild skit. It's so good. That is basically how a lot of these media creatures think of these voters. And you could hear it in the weeks after the election, right? I mean, the things that Sonny Hostin was saying about black and Latino men were, if like a Republican was saying that stuff, or like a conservative journalist or something, I mean, they'd have their reputation permanently destroyed. But it's okay, because for her, it's more like Uncle Tom to them, right? That's basically what she's doing. And that's accepted on the left. You're allowed to call people Uncle Toms on the left for some reason.
It's just so... Well, you know what it is when they do that to guys in particular? It's so emasculating and turns off other guys, which explains kind of that whole problem in the New York Times story that we've been talking about, with this whole idea of their SAM program to try to figure out how they can, it just reminds me of an automated computer machine from the 80s, like one of those movies, they've got this, like HAL, remember? I think that was from Space Odyssey, I think. But so their SAM program to learn how to speak like guys. When guys hear another black, like when black men hear another black man is called an Uncle Tom by a Sonny Hostin or Whoopi Goldberg, as a guy, that's just got to be infuriating and just make them feel right.
For sure. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm not really over that Sam article in the New York Times.
You can never be over
the idea of a bunch of Democratic donors commissioning an anthropological study on men.
Yeah.
Like, because that's how feminized the Democratic Party has become, that they need an anthropological study on specifically young men, because they're like an alien species to them at this point. It's that spells something incredibly dire for the Democratic Party going forwards. And I'm not seeing that much panic about it either. Like Chuck Todd talked about it a decent amount on the most recent episode of his podcast. But even he was like oddly optimistic. He was like, well, Trump's floundering in the polls, so 2026 should be easy. But Democrats need to worry about 28. And is 2026 going to be easy for them? Like, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. And I also think that they haven't learned their lesson about trusting polls yet either. So, best of luck to you with your SAM study there. But I don't see that going anywhere except probably producing some pretty dynamite memes from the right.
And one of the things about this particular article and what I loved, that I'm going to read this to you. The plan, codenamed SAM, or Speaking with American Men, a Strategic Plan, promises to use the funds to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention and virality in these spaces. By the way, right there, the use of these spaces is exactly the problem, because nobody outside of like corporate America HR people and people in faculty lounges walks around and goes in this space. That's another thing like Latinx that no real person on earth ever says.
Right. Everything's a space.
Yeah.
To, right. Or a community. Right, yeah. To the left. Yeah. It's
like, unless you're a freaking astronaut, I don't want to hear you say in this space. You know, all the times you've been on the show and not one point of you and I said, well, in this space, Bill, how did the left react to what Trump said? Because we don't talk like this.
Right. Right. Because we weren't born and raised in an ivory tower.
Right.
Go figure. Right. Yeah. No, it's nauseating academic language. And that is really the issue. I also saw at some point in the article, there was talk of there has to be less moralizing, right? Because that turns men off. And it's like, okay, yeah, no, that is actually, you're onto something there, but have you met yourselves? You're incapable of not moralizing. Like, the entirety of left-wing proselytization is built on lecturing other people, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's why we got all these insufferable phrases like do better, or educate yourself, or the old one, check your privilege, right? I missed that one. I haven't checked my privilege in years just because I haven't been reminded to by a helpful leftist, right? But that's the entire way that this whole ideology functions. And so if they're like, oh, well, we can't do the moralizing anymore, it's like, okay, well, yeah, then we'll just do a pizza without the crust and cheese.
Bill, do you know what happened to me? It's a true story. I actually, I checked my privilege and I lost the ticket, and now I can't get my privilege back because they won't, without the ticket, they won't give you your privilege.
Yeah, no, you got to wait in line at the DMV for that, man. You're in for a bad, bad weekday if you do that.
I
had to go through that once. It was like 8 hours in line, man, just to get my privilege back.
I knew I had that ticket somewhere. Damn it. Jeffrey Goldberg on PBS. I haven't heard his name in a while. Why is he still there? And by the way, why don't the Republicans just defund PBS and NPR in the reconciliation bill and save us all a whole lot of time?
Yeah, it would be nice. There is a weird amount of reluctance to do that among the Senate specifically with Republicans. And it's very frustrating. I don't know. I mean, like, what do they offer at this point? Right. I mean, like, Sesame Street's with HBO. Mr. Rogers is gone. Bob Ross is gone. Right. What do you guys have? What exactly do you have that MSNBC doesn't already offer? It's a mystery to me. But yeah. So Jeffrey Goldberg was talking to Tapper and Thompson, the two Biden expose book authors. And he is just flabbergasted that there is this narrative out there coming from probably right-wing conspiracy theorists, although he doesn't say that, that the media covered up for Biden's health. According to Goldberg, they were actually digging into it very thoroughly. Everybody in the media was talking about Biden's health.
Yeah. Everybody was there talking about it. We just missed it, I guess, somehow. You guys have done great work.
Paying attention.
Yeah, just, you know, it happens. You guys have done great work at the Media Research Center, by the way, and you in particular, Bill, and follow Bill on X at @band_Bill on putting together a compilation showing what hypocrites these freaking people are. But I mean, by far, my favorite clip of the entire weekend is Jake Tapper with his come to Jesus moment about how the media needs to be skeptical. I mean, oh, my God, it's like you cannot make this up. But here's cut 39. Take a listen.
I don't want to do like an extended media criticism here, especially because I'm not sure it's actually correct. I don't understand how this narrative has developed that no one in the media or that the media was covering for Biden. I think what might be going on here is a lack of understanding about how reporting works. In order to prove that he's diminished, you have to have people, sources inside telling you this.
So that's it, Bill. There were just no sources. Nobody, you know, and they kept Biden in that cave for 6 months, so nobody was able to physically see him or hear him. So,
if you need sources, if you need the experts or whatever, because that's really what this is, right? It's like, well, you can't know anything unless an expert tells you, because that's the toxic ideology that Goldberg subscribes to. I mean, that's basically the ideology of the Atlantic, is credentialism and expert shopping. But unless an expert tells you that Joe Biden needed them to commission him a custom set of stairs to get onto Air Force One, then you can't know that he needed a custom set of stairs. Unless an expert tells you that Joe Biden tried to shake hands with a ghost after a commencement address, or that he tripped over the air at the Air Force Academy, or that Barack Obama had to walk him off stage at a fundraiser. If an expert doesn't tell you that, specifically a source from inside the White House, then you simply can't know. And asking questions is just inappropriate. That's basically what he's saying here. And the notion that he has no idea where this came from, it's like, Goldberg, dude, you were a part of this whole cheap fakes thing. So were the two people sitting across from you, right? Like, the notion that the media covered, no, it's not a notion. It's a fact that the media covered up for Joe Biden. This is on the same level as like when Jonathan Haidt says, or Chait, or however you pronounce that, says that the media are hopelessly right wing. It's like, that's so wrong and so stupid that I don't even know how to respond to it fully.
You know, it'd be like, I guess what he's looking for is, you know, the scene where Hal Holbrook's in the garage and all the president's men, you know, and he's like, the president has lost his freaking mind and he can't go upstairs. He falls upstairs and he's talking to invisible people and we have to drown him out with me. And if I'm the guy, if I'm the reporter, I'm standing in the garage going, you brought me all the way out here to tell me this. I know all this. I see it. What do you got for me? You know?
Right. Yeah. My IQ is above room temperature and I have eyes. So I knew that. Thank you, though. Thank you for the scoop. That's really exciting stuff. Right.
I mean, so yeah, now I can write about it because I had you here in this garage telling me.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like like one of those meetings with Deep Throat back during Watergate or something. Right. That big scandal being broken wide open. It's also this tone of his where he's like, well, I think it comes from a misunderstanding of how journalism works. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right, Jeffrey. That's right. We're all too stupid to get it. That's really the problem here. Thank you. Enlighten us.
That's just it. Once again, they're the smartest people in the room. Bill, I appreciate it, buddy. Great start to the week, as always. Follow Bill on X at @band_Bill and pay attention to the Media Research Center at mrc.org and newsbusters.org. Talk to you soon, buddy. Have a great week.
Thanks a lot, man. Take it easy.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here today, the big story of the hour brought to you by our friend Dr. Mike Veneria. It is smile season. Memories, graduations, parties, weddings, you name it. So make your appointment today by going to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. All right, as we continue, more to come, including Jake Tapper having his moment where he discovers what the role of the media should be. A big shootout in Philadelphia over the weekend. Shocking, I know. But this comes right after DA Larry Krasner said the city was doing better than ever. We have so much more to come. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
And I'm out of steam, so that's it for today. Mondays are hard, aren't they, guys? Oof, telling you. Rough. Rough to get started.
It's Tuesday. We got an abbreviated week. That's nice.
Well, it's Tuesday, but it's Monday in the sense that it's the first day of the week.
It's mentally Monday.
Mentally Monday is, you know, when that car picked me up today at 7 a.m. to bring me to Fox News, it hurt. It hurt hard. You know what I mean?
It's always taxing when you have to get into your luxury SUV and be driven somewhere. I hate it. Yeah, it's awful.
Today was a sedan, not an SUV. Oh. So, yes, you're right. It was taxing because I was lower to the ground.
And you didn't have the same leg space. That is rough.
Did not. No. So the whole day started that way. And then, you know, I don't know what they're going to send on Thursday, but it's a crapshoot. You know what I mean? It's a crapshoot.
After forcing you to ride in the sedan today, I would hope they would at least consider a helicopter.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. I could ask them about the helicopter.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah. That'd be nice. But no, it's hard today getting back into the swing of things for some reason. I don't know. It's the Monday, Tuesday, first day of the week, even though you know it's a short week, but still, it just kind of hurts a little bit, I think.
Yeah, especially since the holiday, like the day was technically yesterday. I always feel like I need a buffer, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to work on December 26th right after Christmas, even if you had a week off before that.
True.
You got to recover a bit.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, the days when you used to do that stuff, like I would do I would be on the radio on December 26th, and it was tough. Man, now I won't be on the radio within 10 days of a major holiday. That's in my contract, so I don't even know what I'm doing here right now. So,
yeah, you shouldn't be back till June, technically.
Technically speaking. I don't know what's going on. But no, it was a lot of fun this weekend, kind of watching everybody just lose their minds over Trump wearing a baseball cap at West Point. I got a kick out of that. There were some real meltdowns over the weekend on that. But he's the commander in chief; he can do whatever he wants, right? Isn't he the big boss?
You know, I got to concede, I was so checked out over the last 4 days, I didn't even know that was a story. And I think I was happier not knowing that was a story. What a waste of time.
Yeah, no, it was. It was like a whole big outrage thing. And I usually check out, too. And I did, except for the fact that I made the mistake, I think, of just glancing at the newspaper and saw that. And I thought, oh, man. But, I mean, he could have worn a George Washington hat. Like Washington wore when he crossed the Delaware. You know what I mean? He could have worn a top hat like Abe Lincoln. It's not, I mean, he's the commander in chief. He can wear whatever he wants. He can wear a Viking helmet if he wants to. But I don't know. It just seemed like, again, people were just outraged over. You know what I mean? Like, I think they should be happier that he's not telling the kids at West Point, like, get ready. I'm going to send you to go die. He's trying to end wars, but they're all freaking out about the hat. But presidents have worn hats before. They always used to wear hats. He's actually bringing the hat back, if you think about it. This could be a change in culture because do you remember who was the last president to really wear a hat a lot?
I have no idea.
I think it was John F. Kennedy, actually. Didn't John F. Kennedy wear a hat a lot? I know Truman did. Truman wore a hat all the time. He was a haberdasher himself. He was a hat guy. Like, he sold hats. So, you know, I'm just saying. Trump may bring the baseball cap back. It's the hat of the day. Don't you always wonder how fashion changes? I mean, this necktie, there was a time where nobody wore neckties. Everybody was wearing bow ties. Everybody was wearing those like cowboy tie thingies, whatever they're called. And then at some point, somebody put on a necktie. And everybody was like, what is that? But I don't think it evolves overnight. You know, Matt, I think it takes a little while.
Yeah.
Like the tie starts to change. The mutton chops start to go away. You know what I mean? Like, it's not overnight that these changes in fashion happen.
By the way, the last president to wear a hat regularly was actually Lyndon B. Johnson. He wore Stetson hat, cowboy style hat, pretty regularly, apparently.
But Stetson.
You are correct. John F. Kennedy also liked to wear hats.
See? I think Trump is just – he's just wearing a different kind of hat. He's wearing a baseball hat.
And I agree with you. I think the whole point of this was to say that the Chester Arthur mutton chops need to come back, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I don't know how they went away. The evolution of this stuff is amazing because, like, you look at the progression of a necktie, and they were all like for like 100 years, there were different forms until one day they just became like this. And if I had it my way, I would just take a scissor and just chop them all off. But they're back now, and they're back in a big way. Where Friday, I didn't like the tie that I had on, and I went over and bought a new tie, and I walked over to Saks Fifth Avenue and Brooks Brothers in New York City. And oh my God, these things are freaking expensive ties. Holy cow. But I asked the guy and he said, ties are back. It's the, you know, because remember during COVID, everybody dressed like a freaking slob. Everybody dressed like John Fetterman, basically, during COVID. And now people are going back to the office and they're dressing up again. So they're spending money on suits and they're spending money on ties again and all these things. So my hope for the end of the necktie, that's over. That's back now. You know what I mean? Now you're the anomaly if you don't wear one versus if you do. So
yeah, I'm anti-necktie as well. I think it suit looks fine without one. Also worth noting, so I'm convinced that people will just complain for the sake of complaining. It didn't really matter what Trump was wearing. If it wasn't the hat, they would have found something else. Interesting little factoid I just came across. So Chester Arthur was mocked regularly for his choice of clothing. Apparently, he was too fashion-forward, and people didn't like the fact that he owned 80 pairs of pants.
80 pairs of pants?
That's a little over the top, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a guy, you need like 2-3 max.
Get a pair for each day of the week and move on.
Yeah, and call it a dead end. Yeah. It. You know, 80. I understand obsessions, but a pants obsession? That I don't get. I know some guys that have lots of shoes. I don't. I got a brown pair, a black pair, and I got a pair of that's all I need. But that's it. You know, and frankly, I don't get it. I mean, walking through. So on Saks Fifth Avenue, I've never been there in my life, but I walked over there and I was looking around and they have different rooms. You know, all the big designers, like Brioni and Tom Ford and all these people. Oof, I was just kind of curious. I walk over, I pick up a pair of shoes. You know, thousands of dollars for a pair of shoes. And they're not, you know, they're not comfortable. None of those shoes are comfortable. So, but yeah, there's people that it's like a fashion. They buy them. They go, oh, I'm wearing, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so, those Tom Ford suits are really expensive. I think they're about $10,000 a pop.
I think they are. And I was wearing today a Tom Ford tie, which I got at Nordstrom Rack for $10. And I felt very proud of myself that I beat the system.
Well, people will see the tie and assume the whole suit's Tom Ford. By the way, the most famous person wearing a Tom Ford suit other than yourself, James Bond.
I did not know that.
That's the James Bond tailor, at least for the Daniel Craig movies.
Well, I found a Tom Ford suit that was like one size too small, and I was so bummed because instead of it being $10,000 at Nordstrom Rack, it was I think $300.
Whoa, that is a great deal.
I was almost tempted to just take it on the chance that maybe at some point I would lose an arm because at this rate, it's entirely possible, in which case the suit would fit fine.
Just buy it and get it tailored. That's an incredible savings.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, probably gone by now.
Yeah, now you just told the whole world, so they're probably lining up trying to get a hold of it if it's still there.
Yeah. I didn't say where, though. I didn't say which Nordstrom Rack.
You said Nordstrom Rack. How many are there?
I don't know. I get dragged to these things. And then when I'm there, I hate shopping. Like every guy hates shopping so much. But then I start looking at the deals and the bargains, and I'm like, you know what? What the heck? Might as well.
Yeah, you can get tricked into spending a lot of money just because it's like 15% off or something.
I walked into one store and I look at this beautiful necktie and I said, oh my God, that thing is beautiful. I pick it up. I look at it. $360 for a friggin' tie. I wouldn't buy that if it came with a suit and it came with a head like attached to it that I could – still not spending that kind of money. So – if you go to Nordstrom Rack and you walk in and there's a nice looking tie and it's $20, you're like, I'm buying this. You know what I mean? Even if I don't wear it, I could still brag. Come on, let me show you the tie I found for $20. It's a Tom Ford tie. Look at that.
That's a heck of a deal too. I'm looking at the Tom Ford ties right now. They're between $300 and $400.
Yeah, it's crazy. And for whatever reason, the style changes and they send all that stuff to the discount stores, which is where I go. And I'm like, oh, it's last year's style? Well, guess what? It's like a TV show you've never seen. Well, it's new to me. It's this year's style for me. What can I tell you?
By the way, who the hell is going to be able to tell last year's Tom Ford style from this year's Tom Ford style?
I don't get that at all.
No,
not at all.
Absolutely nobody.
And the guy says to me, he goes, you know, because the tie I picked out was the cheapest tie they had. At Nordstrom Rack, which was still incredibly expensive, but it was the cheapest one they had. And I wore it Friday night, but the guy says to me, he goes, you know, for a little bit more, you can get higher quality. I go, well, what's a little bit more? It's like $100. I'm like, that's not a little bit more in my mind. In my mind, that's a lot more. So we have to work on our definitions here, because in my mind, $100 more on something is not a little bit more. That's a whole, you know what I mean? I should get another tie for that. It's not just an upgraded version. You should throw in like three others if you're good for that. That's how I view it.
Trying to upsell you.
Well, they always do the upsell. And the guy's like, come on, let's take a tour around and I'll show you everything we have. And immediately, they always take you they're really smart about this. They go to the low rent one, whatever it is, you know, and it's a tie with like dogs playing poker. And they're like, well, you can get that. Or, for just a little bit more, you can get this beautiful Italian handmade silk tie that would look really wonderful on television. I said, all right, what's a little bit more? It's like, $250 more. Like, you know what? The dogs playing poker, in my mind, very camera friendly. In my opinion, that looks good. I'm just saying. That's a conversation piece right there. So.
Yeah, I feel like you should have gotten the dogs playing poker clip on. That's the way to go.
If they had had it, I would have gotten it. No,
people see that on Fox News. They're not going to forget it anytime soon.
No. And just sitting there waiting for the, when the host looks at you and goes, is that dogs playing poker? You're damn right it is. All right.
The worst is when you get paired up with those salesmen, though, because they always load you up with clothes, and then I feel guilty if I don't buy at least like two or three things out of the bundle that they've handed me.
Yeah.
I get conned every time.
I have no guilt.
No.
None.
Oh, you just walk away?
Yeah, well, what I always do, it's all about how you set the table, right? So you got to walk in there and like, can I help you? Like, nah, I'm just killing time. My wife's shopping downstairs, so I'm just killing time. Oh, okay. I'm just looking. Oh, you want to look? Blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, when you realize you don't want to buy anything, it's all too expensive, you go, oh, it's my wife. Got to go. So sorry. Thank you. And you just run. You run like a fire. And just psh, out of there.
Yeah, I don't have the fortitude. I just swipe my credit card and then cry later.
Yeah, or you can just buy it and then return it. I've done that before, too. Make sure the sales are like, what days do you work? Wednesdays and Thursdays. Great. Then go show up Friday morning and return all the crap you bought because you feel bad.
Yeah, make sure he's not there. That's a very good strategy, actually. It's tough, though, because you get home, you got these new clothes, you put them on, you stand in front of the mirror, you look great. You don't want to lose them at that point.
No, you do when the credit card bill comes and you go, what the? That don't look that good. Saying.
I should have just gotten that dogs playing poker tie.
Well, yeah. I just ordered it on Amazon.com, so let's see if it gets here in time for Thursday's hit.
Wait, did you actually?
No, but I'm going to.
Oh, you really should. I feel like
as soon as we could break.
Now I'm expecting to say it.
I don't think this guy's ever worn a tie in his life. This Florida man, this Cut 33, this guy is amazing. I don't know if this man even knows what a tie is. He was apparently bitten while swimming in alligator-infested waters in Florida. He was fatally shot, very sad, after officers said he emerged from the lake and charged at sheriff's deputies with garden shears. But he was swimming with alligators. So I don't know if there's a swimming with alligators tie, but this did not work out well for this man. This is cut 33.
Gets into the lake. He swims across the lake. He's bitten by an alligator. Neighbors are trying to throw him a life vest, trying to help him. He's growling. He comes onto the land, sees a pair of garden shears, picks them up. That's when our deputies are getting there just as he's trying to break into one of our victim's vehicles. We try to de-escalate. We tase him twice. We tell him to drop the shears to no effect. The tasers had no effect on him. He climbed into a vehicle committing another armed burglary where he was trying to get to our rifle and our shotgun, and we shot him. Yeah, he swam across the lake from Highway 37. And that's amazing in and of itself. It's a long swim. And he was gator bitten along the way. Now, this is just crazy stuff, okay? You know, that's got to be true. You can't make it up.
My buddy Frank Troy just wants to know, is Swimming with Alligators the sequel to Dances with Wolves? It should be. I mean, that man had some powers right there. What the hell was he on, you think? He had to be on something.
Oh, yeah, like bath salts or something.
No, more than bath salts. I think he was on PCP, angel dust, heroin. What, Justin?
He was on everything.
Everything. Yeah. What wasn't he on is really the question. PCP, angel dust. You ever see what this stuff does to kids? It's one of my favorite lines in Trading Places. But that's so Florida. That story is the most Florida thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't think you could top that as far as a Florida story goes. Can you think of one?
Not off the top of my head.
No,
but
no.
Wait till the end of the week. I'm sure there'll be another one. Florida has no shortage of these types of stories.
That is, in my opinion, it's like, explain Florida to me in a quick soundbite. Like, okay, ready? This guy. And then you play that clip and go, oh, that's Florida. Yeah, that's Florida. I got it. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Look, here's the deal. This show, unlike NPR, relies on our wonderful sponsors. And also is not boring. So that's how we're different from NPR, who's suing the president in court now, saying that they have a First Amendment right to get federal funding. They do not have a First Amendment right. Nobody does to get federal funding. But in my opinion, Congress should just strip their funding and end it and just be done with it. That's what would make the most sense. But in the meantime, we have to deal with this court battle with NPR. Now, in this program, we rely on great sponsors, good content, and never speaking in a monotone voice, which is why the show works. And our newest sponsor to the show is Tri-County Auto. And I'm so happy that they're part of the team. And I want you to check out Tri-County Auto, because you know why? Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, baby. American cars and a great selection. And they're easy to get to right off of Route 422. Easy. Exton, Collegeville, Downingtown, Limerick, King of Prussia, it's all right there. And Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, the whole team over there, they're going to make sure you're happy and you can trust them, because you will find that they have employee pricing for everybody. You're also going to find they have engine and powertrain guaranteed for a lifetime. The Tri-County Advantage Program, which gives you money back towards new cars. All you got to do is go to tricounty.com. Tricounty.com, you can see their amazing selection. And buying American, driving American is all the rage. I have a Jeep Wrangler. Love when I take the top off. Love the freedom that comes with that. Maybe you want a nice big Dodge truck, Ram truck. Why not? Go for it. Either way, you'll get the great feeling of driving American. Plus, you'll be supporting our incredible new sponsor, Tri-County. Tri-County.com. As I mentioned to you, it's about trust. And you want to go to a dealership you can trust. They've been friends of mine. They've been friends of the show, friends of our station. And they step up every year to support the Travis Manion Foundation, because Brian and Cheryl know how important it is to give back to our veterans and help out. So if you're in the market for a new car, or maybe you're in the market for a pre-owned car, they've got pre-owned cars at Tri-County starting at under $20,000. They've got excellent financing, and they have some of the absolute best warranties you can find anywhere. So go see them today. Go to tricounty.com and Tri-County Auto Group. They also have an incredible selection of Toyotas, and more Toyotas are built right here in the United States of America at Tri-County Auto Group. You'll find wonderful cars in stock and ready to go. So go see them today, support our sponsor, say thank you, and tricounty.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
We have our buddy Dr. Victoria Coates joining us at 5 o'clock. We'll talk about Putin and Russia, because as you know, everybody is amazed that Donald Trump, who we were told was a Russian puppet of Putin, is so angry at him. Because he's not a puppet, obviously. I can't believe I had explained that joke to somebody. But just a little preview of that. The president was on getting ready to fly on Air Force One out of Morristown, in North Jersey, where the municipal airport is. That's where he lands before he goes over to Bedminster on, you get the point. So here's cut number one, the president speaking about this. Take a listen.
Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him. But he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
So we'll talk about with that with Dr. Coates and find out what that means in terms of I don't like it at all and where we go from here. So we'll also get into one of the big, beautiful bills. But you know what's something is that even with all the tariffs and everything we're hearing and all the other things, CNBC had a report on the fact that consumer confidence surged in May, surpassing expectations. Cut number seven.
Yes, and there are some surprises here. This is our May read on consumer confidence from the Conference Board. On the headline number, we're expecting a number somewhere north of 87. Comes in strong, 98.0. That is the best number since February of this year.
Consumer confidence. And it's not just CNBC reporting that. Bloomberg News reporting the same, cut eight.
We have some breaking economic data. Speaking of the bears,
yes,
we want to put them away. We want to actually look at that May consumer confidence data. Matt, it's pretty interesting. You're looking at a 98 handle. The estimate was 87. So talking about reasons to celebrate, we're looking at the S&P 500 take a little leg higher after that news as well.
There you go. Look at that, huh? Huh? Nice. That's what I'm talking about right there. Consumer confidence is up, which is why right now the Republicans have breathing room to get the one big, beautiful bill right. Okay? Get it right and don't mess this up. That's what you need to do. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you with Dr. Victoria Coates joining us. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.